To Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. So eating is such a struggle, especially on the weekends. And I know it's difficult, especially when we get into the later part of the day. It's so easy to stay on track and follow our calories and stay on path with our plan during the day when we're busy and we're active. Oftentimes we fall off path when we have not much to do in the evenings and on the weekends. And that's typically where we default. So today's show is about consistency and the importance of consistency. Oftentimes, my newer dieters find that frustration occurs when we try so hard and we are spinning our wheels, doing everything right Monday through Thursday. And then we want to kick back on the weekends. We want to enjoy a little bit. And, you know, to be clear, when I say enjoy, I don't mean that we are, you know, eating sleeves and sleeves of donuts and eating, you know, boxes of deep dish pizza. But, you know, you're just kind of letting loose a little bit. You know, you might be, you know, having just maybe a little bit more of an indulgence or maybe not watching every single thing that you're doing. So, you know, that is going to impact your overall result. So, you know, one thing that I would like to kind of bring to surface is this. I once talked about, you know, going on a hot air balloon ride, you know, traveling up above the sky and being able to look down and see your overall progress. So let's do that together if we can. So, you know, that overall progress includes everything. Being able to take everything and look at it from afar. I often like to put calories in. I often like to compare this to a daily budget as if it were money. Okay. So, you know, if you were spending money, if you had a certain amount of dollars allocated, but you were overspending at night, because you were overeating, taking in too many calories per se around that dinner time hour, your body is not going to be able to absorb all of that, despite all of your grand efforts in doing everything right during the day. Furthermore, if you are following a plan and you are doing everything that you should be doing by following all of the matrix, you know, you're doing your walking, you're drinking your water, you're counting your protein grams, but then on the weekends, you aren't being as strict. And then furthermore, oftentimes we let loose on the weekends and we don't pay attention. Often we don't know how much damage we are doing. So, you know, my big advice is this. When you are new at this, certainly if you are somebody that has just started and this is a new thing to you, as difficult as it is, my advice is go ahead and still try to document what you are doing on the weekends. Because you know what? We are all human. We really don't realize what our intake is when our guard is down. So even if it's just for a few weekends, document what you are taking in. You know, sometimes we might, you know, stop off for breakfast. Eating out is a huge culprit. We don't realize the amount of calories that are in a meal when we are eating out. So, you know, the big picture is the big picture. When I go through people's logs and I look at people's logs and I see blanks on the weekends, you know, if those numbers are even up by 300 or 400 calories each, then that is going to impact what we see during the week. Now, with that all being said, what we see when we step on the scale on a Monday or on a Tuesday, today is a holiday. If those of you that celebrated a holiday yesterday, you know, you're going to see that backlash from that sodium if you were off track. And you know, when I say off track, you might have minded your calories, you might have stayed within your caloric range, but if you were eating something that was higher in sodium, well then now you're going to see that on the scale. Additionally, if you were not eating as clean, if you were taking foods in that were higher in preservatives, higher in additives, your body is going to take a longer time to process these things. Perhaps your bowel movements were off. Perhaps you didn't have a bowel movement and now you are completely off. And one of the things that I also noticed that on the weekends is many of us don't drink the water that we normally drink during the week. So this is just the perfect storm. The absolute perfect storm. So as difficult as it is to get on that scale and see that number, that fluctuation up on a Monday or a Tuesday, the best advice that I can give you is drink that water, focus on everything that you are doing right, and it will come down. As I sit here as somebody who helps others, and I've had thousands and thousands of people sending me their weights over the last 10 years, I have seen these numbers fluctuate daily. There is very rarely a Monday, and certainly very rarely a Monday after a holiday, that I don't see numbers up. There are numbers that are up 1 to 2 to 3 pounds, but then I see them all come down. As an example, those of you that follow me know that I ran the Chicago Marathon a few days ago. You know, the last thing you want to see is the scale go up after running a marathon. I'm up a couple pounds, and that is your body just fighting. It's fighting all of the things that you threw at it. You know, running a marathon is a very stressful thing on your body. You know, if I were to run my own lab right now, I would see that my cortisol is up. My body doesn't realize that I had the time of my life running 26 miles the other day. You know, it saw me running from a saber-toothed tiger. It doesn't see that. It perceives it as stress. So additionally, you know, if you did have a stressful weekend, if you were up a little later, if you didn't sleep as well as you did, or if you overslept, all of these things are going to mess with your weight. So the big picture, the big tail, the big number that I want you to face here is the big picture. All right. You're up in a hot air balloon. What do you see? I want you to look over and see your overall progress. I don't want you to see the slip that you had on that Saturday night. I don't want you to just focus on all of the good things that you do on Monday through Thursday. I want you to focus on the grand scheme of things, because that is really, really, really what is going to move that scale. And additionally, that's what's going to move that belt loop over a few notches. All right. So I hope this helps, and I hope this helps you enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about